Welcome, music fans, to the Toronto indie scene, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's emerging music world. We have Sue McCallum as our guest. She's with North by Northeast and True North Records. But first, one of this year's North by Northeast showcase bands from London, The Joys. Joyce, welcome to IndieCan.
Thank you, Joe.
So we started out with Soul on Your Sleeve. That's hot off the presses, isn't it?
Absolutely. You heard it's a finished mix. It hasn't been mastered or anything yet. It's so new, it's like a loaf of bread out of the oven. Burn your hands if you get too close.
So you think you have a radio hit there?
In my humble opinion, yes.
You always hope that your songs are going to be accepted, and we hope so, but it's up to the public to decide, I suppose.
Now, the one thing I've noticed in the evolution of your songwriting is more syllables. It used to be like, do I, why, life's mysteries. Now you're up to soul on your sleeve, sorry, or keep trying to try. So,
well, those are the two long ones on the record. The rest of them are like storm, yeah, fly.
Back to your, your single syllable.
We're trying to appeal to the smart people out there.
Have you gotten used to award winning? Like, you've won a number of awards. I don't know how that's translated in terms of income, but you were the Toronto Independent Music Award Live Act of the Year, and rightly so. I saw you live for the first time at the 2006, was it? Toronto Independent Music Awards. And you just owned the Phoenix stage. I mean, that was a smoking performance.
Thank you. For those of you at home, you can't see, but we're all blushing right now.
It's an honor to win anything. It's like, it's just a nice little nod from our musician peers and our and the people around us that come to our shows. It's a really nice gesture of our work.
Well, rock and roll is an audiovisual experience, right? I mean, too many bands just say, here's what we look like in our rehearsal studio, and
absolutely,
don't bring anything more than the music, right? I mean, music's great, but you guys understand putting on a show, and I think that's an important part of rock and roll.
Well, we're all fans of bands that have combined both the element of a strong live performance and you know, being able to actually play their instruments. Well, we hope, anyway. Someone like myself, I grew up loving bands like Kiss and The Who, and Mike's a big Van Halen fan, and Zach likes some of the newer high-energy bands up and coming, you know, and Sarah's influences are all across the board, which is great. No, I mean, you know, she brings a whole other thing to the table. You put it together, and it's the joy soup, you know?
Now, joy soup, that sounds attractive. Sounds like too many miles on the road.
True.
Oh, boy, I don't even know.
Jesus. So your first EP, do I have this right? You sold like 12,000 of them off the stage, or is that just manager hype?
Well, no, actually, we're up to closer to 14,000. We've sold 14,000 CDs independently with no radio play, no distribution, no video, no anything, just from our live performance.
We play about 4 or 5 nights a week, every single week of the year. And you know how expensive gas is now. It costs us a tank of gas in our van to get from London to Toronto and back. That's it. So it's very expensive to tour now.
Yeah, it takes just under $100 to fill the van. So
do
the math.
Yeah, that's right. That's, you know, the first 10 CD sales just cover the cost of gas.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try to get a corporate sponsorship from Shell next.
Well, what do you got right on your van or something? You got something going there.
Fabutan, it's one of our sponsors. So we advertise for them and they give us money.
And free time in the booth? I mean,
yeah, well, look at us, Joe. Come on.
Yeah, that we got sort of rock and roll
maybe.
Look.
It makes sense in the wintertime for me anyways.
Yeah. But who found that for you? Did you do that yourself,
our
or is that a management thing?
Set that up. It's Mark's really good at that. Our manager, Mark Watson, sets up a lot of deals for us. And it's kind of a funny subject because a lot of bands look down their nose on it. But there are also bands that, you know, don't do it for a living like we do. So we're able to sustain ourselves through help with some corporate sponsorship and play and spread the word instead of having to stay home. And have jobs to, you know, only play once in a while. We're able to play 4 or 5 nights a week, so we consider ourselves very fortunate. And in the end, you know, when you sign with a major label or whatever, you're going corporate anyway. So why not, you know, take that help that we can get now and apply it towards furthering our career?
Absolutely. I mean, I think anyway. I don't know what you think about this, but so many acts, they devote all of their time to the artistry, the songwriting, playing their instruments better, and forget about the business side of things. Huh. And, you know, if you want to make a living playing music, you've got to devote as much time to that. I saw Sarah on the phone arranging rooms and things like that. I mean, that's just part of it. I mean, if you got into the music game to get away from business, surprise.
Absolutely. Well, they call it the music business, you know.
Yeah. We actually would like to all forget about the business side because all of us, I think, are artistic minded, but we can't. You can't forget about the business side. It's there in front of you every minute of the day. So you have to learn it. You have to play the game. Thanks to IndieCan for having us. We are the Joys, and this is Don't Look Back.
1, 2, 3, 4.
This life, I think it is too tough. I wanna die. Cause I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't see, I'm drowning in my dreams. But I am suffocating me, and I can't breathe, standing on the edge of what I do. said, don't look back. Don't look back. Oh, oh. Because there's two lives I lead. Can I really trust me? 'Cause I am all torn up inside. Because I can't stand still, I can't move, I can't get control of my whirlwind, my mind, yeah. I have left one life behind, so I can't breathe. Standing on the edge of what I knew, I wanted to be anyone.
What does something like North by Northeast mean to you? Like, if you're a brand new band, it's maybe I'll be discovered, maybe I'll get signed.
Yeah, I think it's a great networking tool.
Yeah, we go into it with we don't really go into it with that.
We party,
you know, stars in our eyes approach. We're pretty much realistic because of all the road work that we do. All you can do is, you know,
I got that too.
It's like fishing, right? It's like throwing out your line and just hoping that somebody bites. But I'm not, you know, you fish for the fun of it. We play music because we enjoy it. We're not out there, you know, trying to catch the big fish. It would be nice, but if it comes along, it will happen. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. You know, I got to be good at North by Northeast or my career is over. Well, no, it's not, you know. So
right, it's just one arrow in the quiver.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not going to play the show and go home and sit by the phone for 3 weeks waiting for a call. Right?
Yeah.
So,
or if there isn't a limousine full of champagne waiting outside after the gig, you're not going to say
that. I'll take it a bucket full of 50, man.
You know what? Our whole approach to shows is to gain more fans of our music. So the more people we talk to, the more people that enjoy our music, the more people come out to our show and bring their friends. And it's like a nice cycle that... it's, what is it called?
Symbiosis?
That's right.
That's right. Mike, by the way, is the brainiac in our band.
Well, Zach, by the way, is from Cape Breton, and he doesn't understand words like symbiosis.
We're going to finish with, let's see, Keep Trying to Try. What do you want to say about that song?
Keep Trying to Try is just your basic Don't Give Up song. Everybody has those days or those years or those months where they just feel like maybe they're not in the right place in their life. And it's a song, it's a positive song. Don't give up. Keep trying and keep on trucking.
Well, it's a good anthem for the whole indie world. Mm-hmm. Sounds great, guys. Keep up the good work, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Let's hear it for Joe, guys. Yeah. Come on. I lie.
Keep trying to typical.
Northeast Music Festival, and you're listening to IndieCan Radio.
Start now with nothing as I climb the track.
That's Danielle Duvall with a little help from her friends. The song is Go off her new EP. She'll be at Hillside Festival this year. That's in July, just outside of Guelph. If you've never been, it's fabulous. Camping, great music. Check it out. Before that was the St. Alvia Cartel. That's off of Stomp Records, and their full-length CD is available now. And we started off with Hunter Valentine of True North Records. They will be at North by Northeast as well. That's certainly something to check out. Thanks again to the Joys. Thanks to the Pocket Studio, who helped us out with the first part of our show. We recorded there under the tutelage of Mike Turner, who you'll certainly know from Fairground or before that, Our Lady Peace. The Joys were stoked to work with them. Next up, Peter Katz.
I'm much too much young to be looking back now at those good old days when I was different somehow. I'm thinking that maybe I've gone and changed. Yeah, I'm far too far young to be dreaming about a time when I felt that I could go without the finer of things, when simple was good. Maybe I've changed. What should I do? Yeah, maybe I've changed. Maybe it's true. 'Cause those were the days when I'd put up a fight, when I stood for something if I felt it was right. Those were the days, yeah. Those were the days. Well, I can't quite believe all these words in my mouth, and I'm not quite convinced that I should let them out. It seems far too early for one to retire. And besides, something's burning, though ember empty. There's more to this man than I make of him. 'Cause there were those days when I'd put up a fight, when I stood for something if I felt it was right. There were those days, yeah. There were those days. There were those days when I held my head high, when I walked with purpose and felt I should try to make some kind of difference. There were those days. Oh, maybe it's time to pick my stuff up from the floor and clean myself up and make something more. Oh, maybe it's time to look my baby square in her eyes and tell her we're going away for a while. And so what if I've changed? And so what if I'm scared? Be so fair. 'Cause these are the days when I need to fight, when I need to stand up and push for what's right. These are the days, yeah. These are the days. And these are the days when I'll hold my head high, when I'll walk with purpose and I will defy and make some kind of difference. These are the days. Oh, all of you witnesses, hear me proclaim. I swear on my life and I swear on my name. These
are the days, yeah. These are the days.
Thomas Lunch. He was at Canadian Music Week from California, and he certainly found some fans here. He's back at North by Northeast this year, so look for him in the program. On Deck is our industry insider. If you're interested in being in the music business, there are people you would love to have a coffee with and pick their brains. Sue McCallum is one of those. Let's go to her office at True North Records right now. Here we are in the offices of Sue McCallum at True North Records. Last time we were just talking about last time I saw you, I was on my way off to Vancouver, and you, what a great goodie bag you gave me of great CDs and a 5440 DVD. You mentioned they're going to be at Downsview Park this year for Canada Day. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. Now, a lot of dates coming up this summer.
If you listen to the interview, Neil Osborne told us that he had a goal of creating an album with 100 songs on it. And they were in the process of writing those 100 songs. And he wasn't quite sure how it was going to be packaged, but he figured that's the record label's problem. They can figure out how to do that. So you don't know where the status is? He was at about
I don't know, but I have heard that we are going to be putting out their next record, and we're all pretty happy with that. We love working with 5440 here. They're great people. They're really talented. And today is June 1st. I don't know if we'll have an album this year from them.
Mm-hmm.
But and I don't know what it's about, but it sounds like you do.
Yeah.
Which sometimes happens.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they'll work away and figure, well, you know, and then just tell the label later. Yeah, right? Well,
I mean, that's the beauty of being on an indie.
Yeah.
Especially if, you know, you have a good relationship. Obviously, 5440, we're not going to tell them what to do. They're going to record a record and, you know, we'll probably love it.
Your role here is publicity, promotion. Mm-hmm. Right?
It's publicity, director of media relations and video promotion.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that's got to be a really different job. Dealing with someone like 5440 or, you know, Bruce Coburn, then the Golden Dogs, mm-hmm. or
Hunter Valentine.
Hunter Valentine, yeah. Even Blackie.
Michael Acapinti is jazz, Blackie and the Radio Kings, which is roots. Yeah, all the bands on the label are, you know, they're diverse, they're all over the place, and so they're. You have to take each one separately and really give it all its own care because it's each record's completely different from the others.
That's right, and different markets.
Yeah,
it's not like you're talking to the same radio people all the time. No. Hi, it's Sue again.
And I don't do radio.
Okay,
I don't. Popat here at our office handles radio because that's a whole different animal all on its own.
Yeah, yeah. But in terms of getting press. And all that kind of thing. Like, for instance, you were in Canadian Musician and in the same issue. Right. The Golden Dogs had a huge spread there. Now, did you work and work for that, or did it just happen? Did I see it? I mean, Rush is on the cover.
Yeah.
I mean, what a fabulous... That, you know, that's going to be a... that this will be one that gets bought off the newsstand.
Yeah, it's a really good issue. And the editor, Michael Feiler, they do a really good job... At that magazine, and I've got a pretty good relationship with them. And last issue, we had a nice big piece on the amazing and wonderful Bruce Coburn.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
With the one before that, he did something on Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, and
yeah.
So he also knows that I'm involved with North by Northeast. So he just asked me if I would do something. For this issue, and I was really happy to.
And having Kevin Young do the article on Golden Dogs, I mean, he's a keyboard player. He's going to be very
sensitive. He's a great writer,
I
really like working with him. And everyone who, if they've never heard of the Golden Dogs, and they interview them and they go see them, they're just so glad to be turned on to them because the Golden Dogs are a secret little treasure. And if anybody out there has never seen or heard them, you have to see them live if you're a music fan, because they've got to be one of the best live bands I've ever seen.
I saw them for the first time at North by Northeast last year. Yeah, and wow.
I know.
I'm looking forward actually to having them in the studio and doing a live at IndieCan with the Golden Dogs and plugging them in,
mm-hmm.
and interviewing them and sort of sharing it with all of our college and
you have to.
Listeners and
they just got signed to a U.S. deal.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah, with Yep Rock Records, which is a great little label.
That should be great for getting them on the right to bills.
We're so excited. Yep Rock is so excited about them, and they'll be playing CMJ. They've got confirmed to playing at CMJ this year. And, we think it's going to be a really good fit.
Okay, listeners, we'll make it happen. The Golden Dogs live at IndieCan, it'll happen eventually. Now, they do a cover of Paul McCartney's 1985, which I think they're very well suited to. They really make it their own.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd completely, although they don't know it's a cover.
You're right. Isn't that so funny?
Yeah, that's
some
right.
of them don't.
Yeah, that's right. Most of them weren't born yet, right?
Who's Paul McCartney?
Yeah, that's right.
It's that old guy.
Yeah, and I can't wait to ask them why they picked that song, whether it's somebody's birthday or what the deal was.
You know, Dave and Jessica are huge Beatle fans, huge Paul McCartney fans, huge John Lennon fans, like individually, just love them. And I think it's an interesting choice of song, too. I mean, really, out of you know, all the covers, but they just get a phenomenal response when they do it live, so they threw it on the record.
Yeah, that's right. And I heard it on the record after I saw it live, and it really comes through. Sometimes those things are lost, they're overproduced, and some of the feel is lost, but
right.
Man, you crank that up and put it on replay, you know.
Oh, I know, it's good. And seeing it live again is just, it's just a great party song.
Yeah. And
sorry, my emails are coming in.
Okay, that's okay. And not to take anything away from their original material.
Oh, because, no.
You know, they're clever songwriters, mm-hmm. too.
Yes, they are.
Now, your article really appealed to bands, especially bands that have now, they all excited because they're part of the North by Northeast Showcase.
Right.
Which you, by the way, for how many years have you been involved in publicity there?
This is my fourth year, but wasn't consecutive. Mm-hmm. 1 year. I guess I've done it for the past three, and then I didn't do it, and then I did the year before when I worked for Corey Ferguson's publicity company.
Yeah.
That's how I met the people at North by Northeast.
And so that's a totally different animal as well.
Oh, gosh.
And is it difficult getting media motivated, getting people going, people, you know?
North by Northeast has got a really good reputation. And they do really good work. The people that run and organize it are just fabulous people themselves, you know, and they're all professionals. They're still passionate about music, and they're all down to earth, you know. There's no... everybody gets along, and at this time, this is a week before the festival, and everybody's stressed right out, but at the same time, keeping ahead about them. I think that's why I was sick this morning. I'm just like, oh, it's crazy. It's just crazy. I mean, so there's, you know, 450 bands coming over 4 days. We have a whole conference with celebrities, and I'm averaging up to 800 emails a day.
Oh,
and I'm
my
not
God.
Lying.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. Sometimes, like the other day, I was sitting and I was just, all I could hear was ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
ding. The emails were just coming in. I'm talking to bands, and I'm talking to managers, and I'm talking to the media, obviously, and I'm dealing with, you know, Rob Halford is coming over, and which is so awesome, and his manager, who is fabulous, and really nice to deal with, so making sure everything's great for him, and Don Letts is coming, so dealing with him, and all these different people, and, oh, but your question was the media, and the media... They always seem to welcome us, and I think we'll have some really good Toronto coverage. They like to attend, and they seem to like to advance our stuff too. So, yeah, the media's been really good. This year we brought in some extra people to help us out. John Kastner, who used to be with a band called the Doughboys in Canada, was
cool.
Awesome. And he still is a musician, and he lives in the U.S. and he's got a lot of connections, and he's brought in a lot of bands for us this year. One of them being Urge Overkill, who are playing, and bands like that. I think
that's
Buffalo
so
Tom,
cool.
And we also brought in Jeff Rogers, who is he's a manager and a really great manager, really connected. With a lot of people, and he has brought a lot of things to the table this year. We're really, you know, stepping up the conference. We just want to make sure it's really fun and educational for people, and we realize the changes in the industry, and we're dealing with that with the conference this year. And we have some funny things too, like we got Dave Foley interviewing Peaches.
Oh, that's going to be
fun. He's going to be like a psychiatrist and talking to her about her manager, and her manager's going to be doing it with her too. And I just think that that's going to be awesome. And there's going to be booze flowing, and there's going to be a lot of cool things happening. Yeah, we're pretty stoked.
Now, can you paraphrase? You talked about in Canadian Musicians, you know, when a band is getting ready for a showcase,
right.
How to get the most out of it.
Yes.
Right? How to do their own advanced press without being pushy, how to be, you know, persistent without being pushy.
Right.
I noticed that, you know, be polite, be nice to the volunteers, be on time, and either you've mothered or you should have in big bold letters, right? But can you just sort of paraphrase for bands how what their expectations should be of a music festival and how to get the most out of it?
Well, like I said, you know, I think you should take it as an opportunity to get some things done. And what I mean by that is, okay, as a band, I'm sure you have some aspirations, and they're all every band's aspirations are going to be completely different. Maybe you are looking for a deal. Maybe you are looking for a manager. Maybe you are just looking for another gig. So you know what? Write down 5-10 points. What is it you want out of this showcase? Okay, I want a manager. Okay, great. Let's make a list of managers and let's call them to come to this showcase. So, okay, you're getting things done. So you're making a list of all the things you want to advance your band to the next level, and whatever level that is. It could be starting out and it could be on the same page as the Tragically Hip. I mean, everybody in the band is completely different. So I'd make a list of things that you want to achieve and get those done for that gig, you know? You want to try and get Ben Rayner from the Toronto Star, then call him, send him a press kit, send him a CD or some, you know, an MP3 and try to get Ben, meet him, talk to him, try to get him. And so that could be one of the things that you want to done, you know?
But you should have a plan.
I think you shouldn't
just show up and
see
what happens.
Well, you can, sure. But, you know, there's, like this festival, you know, 450 bands, 40 venues, right? And from all over the world. And whatever spot you get, whatever venue it is, you know, embrace that time.
Yeah.
Embrace that venue. And don't worry so much if you didn't get the horseshoe at this time, you know.
Yeah.
But
everyone wants 11 o'clock at the horseshoe, you know.
It gets a little boring after a while, you know. Well, the horseshoe's an awesome venue, though.
Yeah.
But so are all these other ones.
Exactly.
I mean, we pick these venues. We're not going to, we don't want to put bands in a crappy place. So,
yeah.
You know, we make sure that we would play in them. We like them. And we're giving you a time. So get these people out that you want to see. So make a list, plan, and get them done. And maybe it might not happen, but you've tried to do it, and so you're making contact.
Yeah,
that's all you can do, really.
Now, what in your role as promoting music and promoting bands, what have you ever used any particular gimmicks or techniques that have really been very fruitful for you?
Well, I've been doing this for a long time. I worked at Universal Music for about 9 years, and I've worked with bands, managing them as a promoter, you know. I feel that a lot of people really, they know me, and I try to be as honest as I possibly can.
Right.
Because I've sometimes, you know, worked so many bands, and you can't love them all. Especially when you're working at a major, which is unfortunate. It's like an assembly line, you know. Get them in, get them out. There's just way too much and hardly anybody doing the job. So I've always tried to be as honest as I possibly can. When I'm pitching something to the press, I don't want to lie to them. So when I get super damn excited about a Golden Dogs, it's because they're fucking awesome and I love them. And they're going to know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to be honest. It's really good to try to always return calls and emails. Although, if you're listening out there and I haven't returned your email out, I'm sorry because I've got about 800 sitting here. just be honest and try to be professional.
What are you looking forward to most for this North by Northeast?
I'm looking forward to the last day to get some sleep. No, I can't wait.
Are you playing soccer?
No, but you know what? We got so much response to that. They're going to be really good teams. We got some good players.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool. I'm looking forward to meeting Rob Halford. I think that's just going to be cool. I remember when I was 19, I saw Judas Priest at you know, Maple Leaf Gardens, and he's got one of the best rock voices in the world. He really can sing. Looking forward to him. I'm looking forward to seeing Urge Overkill.
Yeah.
That'd be great. I want to see that band, the Handsome Furs. I want to see Hunter Valentine play.
Where's the Hunter Valentine gig?
They're playing the Chart Night on Thursday at the Drake at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And they're also doing something at the Gibson Showroom, and I can't remember. I know it's Friday. I just don't remember the time. With a magazine, I think Verve Girl. On Saturday, we have Dundas Square. Yeah. We have, which is really cool. We did this last year. It's like an indie market, and there'll be about 100 bands out there on tables. Out there, you can meet them. They're selling merchandise and come to talk to them, and there'll be 8 bands performing during the day.
Are any of the venues all ages?
No.
Mm-hmm. Just the outdoors.
Yeah, the outdoor stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's going to be another great year. Well, probably at this point you're thinking I'm never going to do this again.
Talk to you?
No.
I wouldn't do that.
I was thinking that
you mean North by Northeast?
North by Northeast. Everything else you have to
do. I do it every year. Yeah. I say the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. But you're probably a lifer, and where would they be without you?
Oh
no, you're great under pressure. I mean, you've always been good to me. Not always polite, but always good to me.
Yeah, I try.
But
I work good under pressure. That's why this job suited
me. Yeah, I wanted a pass for the television show, like the day of, right?
And then, I got you one?
Yeah, and I wanted a photographer's pass.
Right.
And you did it. You just thought, why didn't you do this 2 weeks ago? And just because I was so blown away by the interview that with Tom
Verlaine.
That I thought, wow, I got to see this. And it really, I'd never seen television, heard of them, you know, but it was a missing piece of the puzzle. You can really see how Talking Heads were influenced and, you know, the Cars and Deborah Harry, all these people who were impacted by this band.
Yeah.
Our team is bigger. Our theme is always more North by Northeast than North by Northeast. Last year we tried to have more on our site than you had on your site.
Wow.
And that's going to be our goal this
year,
too.
That's great. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah, that's our goal. Thanks for having me. And we'll do it again.
Anytime, Joe.
Yeah, we'll... And I would really love to do an all True North show. Golden Dogs or whoever. Mm-hmm. And just maybe talk to Bernie and talk about the history of True North.
Bernie's awesome. He's got great stories, too.
Yeah. Well, that'd be fabulous. We'll work that out. Thanks again to Sue McCallum. She's going to be very busy the next little while. Our next few shows are going to be devoted to North by Northeast, so please stay tuned. We're going to finish with Late Night Access. They invited me to their show. Sorry, Kim, I didn't make it. But here's a sampling of their tune, Insane.
Insane. To let you Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an Indie Can Music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indiecan.com.